May the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Well, I remembered all my funny stuff this time. Last year, my first visitation, I left all my stuff sitting in my closet at home. And it's a real joy to be back with you all and to experience this wonderful occasion when a lot of the people who are being confirmed I baptized so many years ago. It's not very often that you get to confirm those who you baptized, and it's not very often that those of you that were baptized are confirmed by the person that baptized you. So I was telling the vestry yesterday that St. James has got the honor of being the only parish in the diocese that's had two bishops serve as priests here. You know, Bishop Scott Mayer and Northwestern Texas, and myself, and bringing you his greetings, as I saw him last week when he got his honorary doctorate at the Seminary of the Southwest, and I'll see him again in another week when we go to Baby Bishop School, and that's a whole other story. Have you ever wondered why it is the further that you get away from an event, the less meaning it has to you? That somehow we have this confounded desire to forget about those things the further we get away from the event itself. Now, sometimes this is a defense mechanism, a particularly painful loss of a loved one or any of those sorts of emotional things that happen to us in life, and we just want to get through it. And the further we get away from it, the less power it has to control us. Now, part of the difficulty is if we keep revisiting those things and letting them define us in our way forward. You know, my grandmother used to say that when you bury the hatchet, don't mark the grave. I know, kids, that's an old saying. Your parents can explain it to you later. But don't we allow some of those things to continue to define us in our way forward? And we're enslaved by those things. And then those other things that really define us in our lives that we tend to forget the impact and the importance and the emotional challenges it puts before us. I mean, look at, in a few minutes, you all are going to be renewing your own baptismal covenant of faith as we prepare for confirmation. The church is very wise in doing that, lest you forget what you are empowered and strengthened to do by the Holy Spirit as Christians. If you ever stand around wondering, what am I supposed to do in the church, you need only to go back to the baptismal covenant of faith and find out, lest we forget what we are called to do. Because at our baptism, we will not remember this, except unless you are an adult, of course. One of the actions that the priest performs is once the baptism takes place, we anoint the person with oil and say, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever, that you no longer belong to the world, you belong to Christ. And being belong to Christ, he will never, ever let you go. All that the Father has given me, I will no way cast out. You have been marked as Christ's own, and that's important. And we have a tendency to forget that. You and I as Christians do not belong to this world. We belong to God and Jesus Christ, and it is he that we are called to serve. And part of our pilgrimage in life is trying to sort out how we're going to do that. And we have a tendency to forget those things, so the church reminds us. You know, it's the same thing with wedding vows, renewal of your wedding vows. The further we get away from that event, the less importance it has to us. We forget that those are the things that define our relationship and the love that we have for one another. For better, for worse, richer, for poorer, in sickness and health, till death do us part. That's a long time. So we ought to be very careful when we enter into that relationship, and the church is very clear to point that out. And when you come to a marriage and you listen to the introit, marriage should not be entered into lightly or unadvisedly, but in accordance with God's will. This is serious business, for those of you that are contemplating such a thing. Some of you guys, it may be you're out. I don't know. Until death do us part is a long time, but we have a tendency to forget those things. As I was in parish ministry, when I did pastoral counseling and marriage teaching, I was right, okay, let's remember our vows and start from there as a starting point. The Feast of the Ascension is such an example. We don't really think that's such an important thing. Oh, the music's cool. Did a good job. I like it. But how important is it to you as an individual? Does it mean anything to you? Probably not, because you don't think about it. But it's one of the significant events in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ that really empowers you and me. It's when Jesus ascended into heaven, God said, okay, it's all yours, guys. I trust you with my church. I trust you, each and every one of you who have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are now in charge of my church. Hear anything of that? No, you don't. Because most of us like to think that we're not very important. And if we're not very important, then not much can be expected of me. That's a great thing to be, you see? You see? To whom much is given, much is required. Well, much has been given to you and me as Christians. We have been given the responsibility of God's one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. It's a great scene in the Acts of the Apostles, isn't it? Typical. As Jesus ascended to heaven, they're standing there gazing into the air, wondering what's going to happen next. Now what? Now what? And then these two fellows behind them said, hey, guys, pay attention. You remember what he told you? Go back to Jerusalem, and he'll send you his Holy Comforter. Go on and get on with the work. Don't worry about it. And then we celebrate Pentecost when we're reminded of the event when the Holy Spirit filled the church. Now, this may come as a surprise to you. I hope not, because I know Father Anderson's an excellent teacher of the faith. But you know that same Holy Spirit that descended upon Jesus at his baptism, and the same Holy Spirit that he breathed into the apostles into the upper room after his resurrection, and the same Holy Spirit that he sent upon the apostles on Pentecost, that very same one, you got it. It's the same Spirit that you have. There are not all these different spirits running around, although some people would like to think so. It's one Spirit, one faith, one baptism. That same Holy Spirit that empowered Jesus and go in the wilderness, it's the same Spirit that is in your heart that is given to your baptism. And I think we forget that. And that says to me that as Christians, there's nothing in this world that we can't do in the name of God and the power of Jesus Christ. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If we believe it with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. Because left to our own devices and desires, well, we know what happens there. We are extraordinary people because we have been set apart by God as his holy people. And it is through us that he manifests his will to the world around us. When we are in the midst of the homeless and those who are hungry and we're doing that good work, we're there on behalf of Jesus Christ. We are his witnesses. We are his representatives. And it's important for each and every one of us here in this community of faith today to reaffirm our own baptismal covenant of faith and recommit ourselves to doing those things. We can't allow those things that have, in a negative way, impacted us and keep us from doing that good work that God has called us to do. Because he has guaranteed his grace through word and sacrament to be with us always, even to the end of time. You know, in the Great Commission, Jesus says, go forth into all the world, baptizing all men in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of time. Did it ever occur to you, it did a couple of months ago when I was meditating on this, what that meant and the power of that? That when you and I go to the altar and kneel there and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the sacrament, and we used to, in the old 28th prayer book, we used to say that he may dwell in us and we in him. You remember that? I know some of you do. Well, so Jesus is in me when I leave this church. So he is with me always. And that's why it's important for me to be at that altar as often as I can, so that I can be nurtured and nourished by the sacramental presence of Jesus in my life, so I can go into the world and do what? And to do what? He said, to be my witnesses. To be my witnesses to the world. And you cannot be a witness to the world unless you're prepared. And it takes effort, it takes discipline, it takes commitment. It takes reading and attending Bible studies, going to adult classes so that you can learn those things of the faith as you go into the world and witness to transform the world by your witness. Ascension is God's way of saying, I trust you, and now I'm empowering you. And we are to stand accountable before God at the judgment throne of Christ for how we have done, how we have witnessed to God in Christ, to the world around us. Brothers and sisters, in a few moments, let us truly, with one heart and one mind, recommit ourselves in our baptismal covenant of faith to doing that good work. If you've been standing on the sidelines for the last several years or last couple of months, and you feel like you've been rode hard and put up wet working in the church, don't, because that's letting God down. That's saying that God does not know what he's doing. Even though he's old, I believe he does know what he's doing. And he will use you. He will use you to build up his kingdom. Offer yourselves as a sacrifice to God. Offer yourself to your community of faith. Be restored. Be renewed in the power of the Holy Spirit and do those good things that God has called us to do. And nothing in this world can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Absolutely nothing. Thanks be to God who gives us that victory through Christ. Thanks be to God for our Lord's ascension. And thanks be to God for giving us the confidence to do those good things that he has set apart for us to do. May we each be empowered by the Holy Spirit, be anointed to do those good things that he calls us to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.